Good morning and you're welcome to the Christmas Day edition of the Joy Business Report. Coming up, be prepared to pay at least 21% more for some goods and services for next month after Parliament passed the Value Added Tax Amendment Bill. City stability expected to be consolidated in the coming weeks after the first tranche of the Cocoa Loan Syndication hit Bank of Ghana's account. And stakeholders in the hospitality industry call for proper structure of the December in Ghana to express celebration beyond the last week in December. My name is George Yafi. Let's now settle for the details. Be prepared to pay more for some goods and services from next month. Now, this was after Parliament approved the VAT Amendment Bill last Friday. This could see the price of some goods go up by more than 30%. Now, one service that will be affected is the motor insurance premiums. That should be certain that will be going up by at least 30%. Abeku Jan Kwansa is a tax partner, an accountant, and auditing firm PricewaterhouseCoopers.
If Parliament approves the bill as it is, we are expecting that VAT would not apply on domestic air travel. VAT would not apply on postage stamps. VAT will not apply on some imported books. So to answer your question, it is not just non-life insurance, but there are a number of things that the bill currently before our parliament are looking at. And is for one to say that under this IMF program that we are under, there are a number of things that government ought to do, including demonstrating that we can raise the needed revenue to deal with our debt situation.
And I was coming to that. So if that's happened, that it is approved by Parliament, which means it will take effect from January 1, right?
That is, if Parliament does not amend the bill to give it a different effective date or a different date that it enters into force, then yes, from 1st of January, if there is no alteration made to the versions of the bill that we have seen now, then that would take effect from 1st of January.
Abeku Jan Kwasa is a tax partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, earlier explaining to my colleague Pius Kojo-Beka about the implications of that bill that was before Parliament then and has been passed now. The city's marginal stability against the US dollar is expected to be consolidated in the coming days. Now, this was after the first tranche of the Cocoa Loan Syndication hit the Bank of Ghana's account last Friday. Earlier on, I put together this report.
The local currency has posted some sustained stability against the US dollar over the past 2 weeks. This was influenced by an increase in dollar support for the market by the Bank of Ghana. Again, demand for dollars by businesses to finance imports was slowing, as most of them had been able to bring in their goods for Christmas. Some had also argued that reports that Cocoa Board had finally been able to sign the $800 million Cocoa Syndicated Loan had contributed to the Ghana City's performance. But it appears this good run will not be ending anytime soon. This is because the much talked about Cocoa Syndicated Loan has hit Bank of Ghana's account. Joy Business understands that some $541 million came in last Friday. The Bank of Ghana is expected to take these dollars and give it city equivalent to Cocoa Board. This is expected to help Cocoa Board to purchase cocoa beans from farmers for the next crop season. It has even been projected that the Ghana city could start recording some appreciation against the US dollar if Ghana is able to secure the IMF second tranche of cash of $600 million after the January 11, 2024 board meeting.
Meanwhile, research lead at GCB Capital, Courage Boti, tells Joy Business the city's good run will impact on other sectors of the economy.
Obviously, reserves are weak. But then I think the general sentiment had been that post-DD, the activities we saw on the portfolio repatriation side of things most of last year and in January this year hasn't happened that much. And it looks like sentiments are generally, well, you wouldn't say very stable and you wouldn't say very uncertain too. So things are in that fine balance. And domestic debt has happened, really, and there are no opportunities to even sell and exit the market. And so people were just stuck with where they were. Bank of Ghana also stepped in on the market through their regular liquidity interventions. We've seen 20 million at some point. We've seen 10 million and various amounts being injected into the system on a weekly basis and through the forward auctions, which were supporting the exchange rate to some extent. We also seen macro recovery in the macros. The fiscal side of things have tightened. Monetary policy has mopped up excess liquidity from the system. And so those liquidities that would have found their ways into speculative currency purchases and all of that seem to be somehow mopped up at the central bank level. And so we've had the system more or less balanced to a level.
Research lead at GCB Capital, Courage Buti. It might be a good time to find out how the Ghana Cedi is faring today on the market. Well, 12 Ghana Cedis, 10 pesos. Now, that is the average transactional rate that the commercial banks are offering to their clients. The British pound is going for 15 Ghana Cedis, 36 pesos. The euro, on the other hand, selling at 13 Ghana Cedis, 31 pesos. The World Bank over the last 4 years has advanced $1.6 billion to Ghana. These funds covered some projects that are announced in the budget, as well as other initiatives aimed at reducing poverty and supporting the economy. Outgoing country director for the World Bank, Pierre Laporte, tells Joy Business he's glad that this has impacted on the livelihoods of a lot of Ghanaians.
It's not only about the numbers, the money. It's about the impact that we've done. Yeah. And I talked of COVID-19, and I'm grateful, and I'm grateful, when I hear the president, the minister, normal Ghanaians tell me how much the role of the World Bank was critical during COVID, not because we gave money, but because we saved lives. Mm. We saved a lot of lives because we were really the agency that, along with the IMF, we give large amounts of help to Ghana. But challenging, yes, because when you face challenging times, we saw the difficulties that the economy has gone through, and the impact on the people, high inflation, depreciated exchange rate, higher cost of living, higher fuel prices, higher food prices. It pushes us to see what we can do more to help.
Frank Pierre Laporte is the outgoing country director for the World Bank. The introduction of the tourism levy was expected to help fix roads to tourist sites. However, some tour operators say the lack of good access to road to most of these tourist destinations is a major hindrance to tourism in Ghana. Chief Executive of Bonfast Tours, Nanakweko Pokubwan, says these impediments greatly affect the expected revenue from the sector. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch of Swift Nano, an online bus booking platform for tourist destinations.
That some of them have been done. I mean, I remember when I came in, Yekakum Park was the number one complaint that operators were talking about. We met with the Ministry of Tourism Roads through our minister there.
We apologize for that wrong sound. Two other stories, and some stakeholders in the hospitality industry have called for proper structure of the December in Ghana celebrations to spread activities for the entire month. According to some hotel managers, most of the activities in December are concentrated in the last week of December, defeating the purpose of attracting tourists for the entire duration in the country. Speaking to Joy Business, Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Duafu, said the celebrations can be extended beyond 1 week to encourage more spending.
Yes, the numbers are there, but it's all centered at the last week of December and then just 3 days of January. Okay, so you are busy, super busy, just the last week of December. Every activity is at the last week of December. I would love to see it staggered so that if it is a December thing, then right from the word go, from 1st December, there are activities lined up that
we have great
to have events and to zoom into the main Christmas activities and, of course, the New Year activities. But as we speak now, everybody wants to come from the 27th of December up to the 3rd of January. How possible that you can contain all these people in the number of hotels we have here? So it becomes very difficult, and so it becomes a challenge for those coming. They can't get proper accommodation because the hotels are full for that period. But if it's staggered, and so some will go, some will come. You know, there should be a proper planning and proper activities lineup.
Managing Director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Eduafu. Let's get back to our earlier story where some of the hotel players or